This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome to episode 5 of Manic Mixtape. In today's episode, we're going to go down a decade, a very specific decade, that had multitudes genres come out of them musically, but today we're beginning focusing on just one, in which is 80s new wave. So sit down and get ready to go down a huge rabbit hole with this, because this has many different holes here.
We always like going down those holes.
I am one host, Foxy, and the other guy over here, my buddy, is Dan Calachica.
I love my name, it's so awesome.
I didn't know how to properly say your name until Craig said it on Nerd Herders once.
Coach, how do you say it? How long have you known me and you never asked?
Well, because I would just call you Dan Law.
Oh, yeah,
so when
true.
We
yeah,
did the very first Nerd Herders with him and he said Calachica, I'm like, that's how you say it?
Is that it? Yeah, it's... go ahead.
You see it on Facebook and you're like, okay, how does this go?
I set it up. If you go to my Facebook, I actually set up that voice to text thing to pronounce it on purpose.
Huh.
Yeah, I had to finagle it because my name is so weird. But I was able to get it. So basically how I explain it to people is what kind of drink Coke is, which is a cola, and the Spanish word for boy. Cola
that
Chico.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I told you the story of, did I ever tell you the story about the one time that somebody randomly got the name right? I won't do it now.
No.
Actually, it's 80s new wave. Short version. I think I have ball cancer. This is years ago. I don't.
Okay.
So I'm going to go get an ultrasound.
Oh, wait. Is this the She's Like the Wind one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh! Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I can't listen to that song the same anymore.
Yes, well, neither can I. Neither can she. So at first I go in, this big, huge dude was like, Mr. Dan? I'm like, yep, we're good. Come over here. And he asked me a few questions. I'm thinking, good, this guy's going to do the procedure. I'm not going to be nervous and childish because it's a big guy and he's going to be looking at my balls. No problem. I sit back down. Very attractive blonde woman comes in. Mr. Calachico? I'll be doing your procedure today. And I said out loud, because I could just, no, you're not. She goes, oh, I am. I'm like, shut up. Walk in, you know, lay down. You got to cover yourself up. She'll uncover, do the thing. And she puts this stuff on the wand to not freeze you, which I assume is the same gel when somebody gets an ultra. You would know. It keeps it warm when they're looking at your baby developing when you go get an ultrasound. At one point, I'm like, oh, that is really warm. I swear to God, my hand to God. And I don't believe it. My hand to Bill Hicks. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. That actually wasn't the gel. My hand slipped. At the moment of the song that goes, I feel a breath in my face. Her lying close to me. Can't look in her eyes. That's like, no. Why? So now every time I hear that song, I think of ultrasound McTouchy.
Yeah, me too now.
Yeah, so well, you're welcome. It's a great story. Thank you. That's hilarious. Oh, also, no, by the way, I never had cancer, which was great. But the sidebar is I got a funny story to tell because that's funny. There's a long involved. The reason they were playing music, they play soft rock 80s because they want you to relax in there because they're going to stick something on a vulnerable part of your body. And it just happened to be Patrick Swayze. And the reason why I know that song is because it's been one of my favorite songs since I was a kid. And I was like, oh, God, this couldn't have, this is terrible. Jenny, 80s new wave.
80s new wave, yes. One of many spinoffs of 80s music genres that spun into the 20 million genres that we have in music today. Now, 80s new wave was huge because it wasn't pop, but it wasn't rock, and was a strange, it evolved into something other, which I'm going to get into later. But the way new wave essentially started was from European bands trying to break from the punk rock mold by including synthesizers.
You had it the first time. I can never say that word. Synth. They added synths.
Synthesizers. Yes, more of a synthetic electronic sound as opposed to the chaotic anarchy of punk. So it stemmed from Europe, got huge there, made its way to the States. So, for right out of the gate, we got to start with what we know. I need to know what your go-to new wave band or song.
Well, before I go to the go-to, I want to bring up something I mentioned on the covers.
Mm-hmm.
Which was New Order.
Yeah.
Which spawned from, my God, I'm going to blank again. It's been what a day.
Joy Division.
Jesus Christ. Joy Division was kind of on the line of new wave, but it was more kind of punky.
Mm-hmm.
From that, after Ian Curtis passed away, the band reformed in a new order. Totally new wave. Totally new. Mm-hmm. There's your birth. It's not the birth of new wave, but that's it manifesting in music. You go from this kind of punky rock, goth rock kind of thing, right into new wave. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
My go-to is Oingo Boingo. My go-to new wave is Oingo Boingo. And make no mistake, you could really not read my comments when I... they kind of evolved because it's Danny Elfman. I mean, talk about Danny Elfman and his whole career at another time and your connection to it, kind of, even if you don't like the movie, which is incorrect. But they started as this... They would do like jazz and swing standards and like this weird variety band where there were 15 members of this band. And Danny Elfman would come out dressed like the devil with horns on, suspenders, and red pants. and sing St. James Infirmary, or a cover of Cab Calloway's. I'm blanking on words today. My God. Minnie the Moocher. Jesus. But they would cover standards, which evolved into writing their own standard ripoffs, like swing and jazz, to where you get to their first demo and they've gone totally new wave. It's absolutely new wave, maybe even a little bit of ska, because ska kind of influenced new wave a little bit at the beginning. Definitely a ska influence in most new wave. But you get songs like Only a Lad and Capitalism, and before you hit Dead Man's Party, where they kind of went to more standard 80s rock, that band was so new wave, it's not even funny. California New Wave is what that band was, speaking of ska. But that's my go-to. And I know people blow off new wave. Don't they do that. Stop it.
They really do.
You stop it. You stop it. Bad. Just like any other, like there's some prog rock bands. I'm like, listen to them. You listen to Genesis. Yeah, it's Genesis. Of course you can say that for every genre, and I can say that about new wave too, where it's like, hey, I listened to it, and I'm like, no, perhaps not. But Oingo Boingo gets a pass, and it's always just because my connection to Oingo Boingo only came in the last 6-7 years. Kelly and I both love Nightmare Before Christmas. Bought the Blu-ray. It's gorgeous in HD. Sounds gorgeous. She's like, you gotta listen to Oingo Boingo. I'm like, well, I know Dead Man's Party and Weird Science. There's a new wave song, Weird Science. That's new. She's like, you gotta listen to Boingo. And she finds she mentions this album specifically, which came out in 89, called Dark at the End of the Tunnel. Now, this is less of their new wave. This is more, there's still a lot of new wave. There's brass sections in it. It's very evolved new wave, where they're more into classic, just, you know, they're almost metal sometimes, says Boingo. They get real metal. Their last album, Boingo, it's a hard rock metal album. But here's the connection to Boingo I make. I'm listening to the album and it starts with percussion. I'm like, this is amazing. I can't believe it. The song starts playing. I know the beat too. I'm like, how do I know this song? I know this. And you look them up, they didn't have a lot of singles after Dead Man's Party and Weird Science. And, you know, they were, here's the thing. They were on every 80s movie that you could shake a stick at. They were like, yeah, Boingo's on it. Including one with the poster behind me. Now I'm listening to this song in this car going, I know this. Why do I know this? And I look up the track listing. I'm like, okay, it's Flesh and Blood. It's in Ghostbusters 2. Now here's the weird thing. In Ghostbusters 2, it's just instrumental. It's playing in the background while Dana's getting attacked at her apartment. And Pete calls Egon and Ray, who are experimenting with the pink slime. They're experimenting with the pink slime, and they're like, you guys got to go over there. And Pete's like, can you go over there and check that out? And Egon's like, yeah. Or Ray's like, sure, we'll get right on it. So Ray and Egon are having a conversation, and he shows them the Vigo thing on the computer. In the background is Flesh and Blood by Oingo Boingo. Just instrumental. I knew that song so well that listening to this album, I was like, I got to hear more of this. I'm sold. You got me. We talked about on the last episode with Bowie about Icon, and how when I've gotten into things start to line up. For some reason, Google Home heard me talking about it. I mentioned Oingo Boingo. I start talking about listening to Oingo Boingo. I'm looking through YouTube, and Oingo Boingo's Private Life, the music video, pops up, which is so new wave, it hurts. And I listened to the song. I was like, I'm in. And Boingo's I could do a whole thing about Oingo Boingo, how amazing they were, and how the band never got enough credit, and they haven't gotten enough credit. They're so goddamn good, and they get blown off as a new wave band, and that's part of the problem. Now, what I do is I tell people, you know the guy that wrote the Simpsons theme song? It's that guy. That's the guy. all the Nightmare Before Christmas, that's him. Batman 1989, that's him. That was the guy writing all this stuff. He started as a, well, first of all, he started as a, you know, swing writer and then went into New Wave for years. That's my go-to. They're amazing. And I really implore anybody who is thinking about getting into New Wave or is a New Wave fan and never heard Oingo Boingo, God damn it, please listen to Oingo Boingo. That's my go-to.
Well, everything that you said regarding their sound and then how it shifted and sounded more metal-ish makes absolute complete sense. Because New Wave, it's hard to describe, so bear with me with this.
Moody ska. But
when New Wave started, it automatically got the moniker of being New Wave music because of, again, the synthetic electronic sounds. Now, using New Order, Joy Division as the branch off of this, Joy Division obviously was more of what's now considered a goth band. But New Wave was on a technicality, early alternative music. And a bunch of different genres fit into the alternative section because no one knew what to label these different musical sounds that didn't fit into the pigeonhole of, oh, that's pop, or oh, that's rock, or oh, that's R&B, and oh, that's rap. So New Wave began, but then began branching off even more, which if you look at any 80s playlist for New Wave, it'll say New Wave, synth pop, goth rock. It's all early alternative. And the synth sound became the standard, but then got slower, got darker. We got the goth sound.
Yeah.
And from there, branched off to something harder and darker into the industrial sound. And that's where other groups start getting lumped in with New Wave, like we mentioned prior to starting, The Cure. Any given anybody would blatantly label, that's a goth band, that's a goth band. Yes, they are considered maybe one of the forefathers of the somber goth sound. But, you know, prior, not prior to, I say more so after Disintegration, we got more of a New Wave sound from them because that was alternative. They were alternative. Just like my go-to absolute favorite diehard New Wave band is Depeche Mode. They had the same sounds, little electronic, a little synth, a little rock. They were considered New Wave. They were alternative. If you go to any goth club or goth night at a club, a majority of the tunes they will spin are 80s New Wave. 80s New Wave technically is goth, but it's all under the umbrella of early alternative. The word alternative existed before 90s alternative grunge rock.
It's just this genre. You liar.
It's the genre to put all the music you don't know what the fuck to label it as because it's not pop, rock, R&B, or rap. So,
But I'll give Depeche Mode credit because if you listen to Depeche Mode now and then, they really haven't changed, and I mean that in a good way. They have kept they kept their synthy, electronic, new wavy sound. I mentioned it last week. One of my favorite songs, especially these days, is "We Are Not There Yet." And that's not the right name of the song. Is that the name of the song? "We Are Not There
Yet." I believe it is. Yeah, yeah.
Just sounds like what they were in '84. And I'm again,
they're the AC/DC of New Wave.
I was gonna say the AC/DC effect, where that band sounds exactly the same way it did from day one, minus the minus that first lead singer that we don't talk about. I don't mean Bon Scott. There was a, trivia. There was a guy before Bon Scott named Dave Evans. I think it was Dave Evans, and the band didn't really like him. So thank God for Bon Scott. But ever since that dude left, that band has not changed, and you can't argue with it. Looking at the success, the same thing with Depeche Mode. And I know I mentioned it in the Bowie episode, record sales, the business changed and they kept going. and they will tour and they will fill those arenas and fill those theaters and fill wherever they go playing hits from the last 40 goddamn years for 3 hours. That's a successful musician. And they did it making very little changes to their music, and it's great.
Damn right. I saw Depeche Mode live with Danielle. I think it was a year after Bowie died. So nice little segues into these two episodes. Their old tracks, outstanding. Their new tracks, outstanding. He puts on a show now the same way he did in the 80s, even though he's older. Amazing show. I have this thing, too, where when I see you live, I kind of hope you sound the way you do on your record. And that it's not studio magic. There ain't no studio magic with Depeche Mode whatsoever.
Nope. I mean, there is, but there
is. There is, but there's not. Like, yeah, exactly. And then the fun fact of that is the very last song they played during their encore was Heroes by David Bowie.
That, folks, is what we call a callback.
Yeah. Listen, if you don't know the joke to that, go back and watch the last episode, Icons.
Listen, it's a great song, but damn. Yes, I know. I was on the live stream as I was muted the entire time I was blowing Depeche Mode, and you're just going to have to watch the video on YouTube to find out what I said.
Oh, shit.
Well, I had to take medicine. Sorry, I forgot to unmute. It recorded. That's fine. So.
Yeah.
But yes, no, it's bands like that where they're playing 40 years later and you're like, huh, you haven't changed. You sound exactly like it was the day was new. I'll tell you another go-to where I do get argued that this is new wave, but I think it's new wave, Pet Shop Boys.
They are new wave.
They're new wave.
New wave alternative, yes.
That band just like Boingo, it's so new wave it hurts. And you can try to label them as something else, because I don't know why new wave has that negative. Oh, new wave means bad. I don't get it.
I think it's because at this point, when you look back at new wave, they don't feature those fans because they've transcended or their sound changed, like The Cure, like a Depeche Mode. But then, you know, you look back and, I mean, just looking at one of these playlists or several of these playlists on Spotify created for it, first thing you see is Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away. And you recall the hair, the outlandish hair and how some of it is cheesy electronic. It's like, and to be fair, the new wave, quote unquote, genre, unfortunately brought a lot of like one hit wonders to the front. So it wasn't a genre that was taken very seriously until they branched off into other styles and such.
Well, like I said, even Boingo, Oingo Boingo by Dead Man's Party was, I mean, they still had a bunch of new wave stuff, even in the album I mentioned. Very much transitional albums where they still had new wave, but it was very much alt rock. And by the time that last album comes out, which I would suggest to anyone to listen to, at least the last song on the album is called Change.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
listen to the two songs out of the Insanity, the first song, and then Change, the last song. That is, you write those down. That's a metal album.
Nice.
Metal album. But yeah, there are a few bands. You know who still sounds the same as well? You said Depeche Mode. I said Depeche Mode. Pet Shop Boys. They go live.
Yeah, they do.
And it helps that it's only two guys. So all that stuff is electronic. They literally just go on stage with two guys and go, hey, here's all our songs. Here's some visuals to go with it. And you've been entertained for 2 hours. I'll see you later.
But New Wave just gets a bad rap because, again, it was just so, it could have been pigeonholed, you know? Stupid. And while the 80s were all about, you know, anything goes and finding different means of identifying yourself as a person and colors and this and that. Like, it was, when it came to the music, you had to be straightforward. You're either in this or this, or you're this or you're this. If not, you're a one-hit wonder. Unfortunately.
Whatever.
But I know. I agree.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard. Just aside, this is my sidebar of the evening. Talk about 80s music getting, this is not new wave, but I'm making a comparison. Billy Squire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know his story. Billy Squire was a hit machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did the video for Rock Me Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the story? Yes, exactly. So everybody's like, well, he's gay. Cancel Billy Squire. I'm like, but this is a great song. Who cares if he's shaking his ass? Oh, you can't do that. It's the same thing with New Wave, where it's like, this is gay. I can't listen to this anymore. I'm like, well, a couple things.
Like I said, it's just more, it couldn't be pigeonholed. It dared to be different. And that's where a lot of people were just like, yeah, no. Like, you know, another great one that, I mean, I don't know if they're still doing anything today, but Tears for Fears were considered new wave.
Are they new wave? Is Tears for Fears new wave?
They were considered. I'm not saying they were. I'm saying they're considered.
Because when you type it into Google, it's like pop band. I'm like, nah, that's new wave. Shout, new wave.
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing anything today? I know they're active. I know they're active, and I know they still tour, and I know that because you bring it back to Genesis. So they're referenced at the beginning of their biography. There's a festival show that happened in 90 at Nebworth in England called the Silver Clef Awards, where all of these bands played show, like mini sets. So like Floyd was there, Genesis, Tears for Fears. So you see the beginning, Phil talking to Mike in the band, he goes, well, we've rehearsed Sowing the Seeds of Love. And one day Kelly's like, you know what that is, right? I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. He goes, it's Tears for Fears. You ever hear that song? Yeah. Holy shit. I was like, okay, there's another new wave band I wrote off because it was labeled as new wave, where I'm like, well, I'm jumping in face first into Tears for Fears because that band is amazing. I was talking to Derek McDonald, a friend of mine. This pertains to it. African-American. He was telling me about his mom because this past week that show Versus was on, and it was Earth, Wind & Fire versus the Isley Brothers. And Easy Lover came up with Phil Bailey and Phil Collins. And I was talking to him. And this blew my mind. I was talking to him and I was telling him how, you know, Phil was getting play on the black stations because he had his band was Earth, Wind & Fire and other black artists. And people were like, we're going to listen to this. And he got amazing popularity in that community to the point where I was talking to Derek about it. And he goes, my mom still guards the vinyls of a few bands from me from her youth: Phil Collins, David Bowie, Culture Club, and Tears for Fears. And I was like, that's very interesting. That says more about me than it does about you. Tears for Fears just blow me away. But that's another band I just rediscovered. I'm like, you know, there's a whole genre of new wave I need to get in back into because I've missed most of it. But I will say, and I know this is like, no, you can't say that. I think The Cure also, I'll double down on the Cure is kind of new. I think they were both, you know, remember our first episode we did and you were like, yeah, it's basically prog rock. Let's just call it prog rock. That's what it is.
Especially Disintegration. Yeah. See, that's with The Cure. See, with The Cure, they're one of those bands where it's like, are they goth? Are they new wave? Are they this? You know what? End of the day, they're prog rock. Because when they started out, they were punk light. Like, you listen to a song like Boys Don't Cry, it's punk light. And then, you know, some of the earlier songs started tipping that new wave pop sound. And then you fucking blast us with the Disintegration album. And, like, I mean, to quote South Park, Disintegration is the
best album ever. Like,
I mean,
goodbye, Robert Smith. Disintegration is the best album ever.
Yeah. Like, so, you know what? I'm going to jump on board and say that they definitely are more prog rock. Yeah. I can agree on that.
That's your fault. The prog rock thing is your fault because it's literally the definition of progressive.
Yeah.
Ever changing. It's not one thing. Mm-hmm. It's not one genre. Think new wave. I guess new wave is kind of the 80s progressive rock because everybody in the 60s and 70s, like you said, they came out and wasn't like the Beatles was progressive rock. You know, the song had to be under 3 minutes. You can't have a keyboard and a brass section in this. That's crap. That's progressive rock. New wave was all those bands that nobody liked that sounded different and had their hair different. Flock of Seagulls is a perfect example you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Duran Duran?
I don't know. You know, some people say they're pop. Some people say pop rock. Some people say new wave.
I'm getting a vote yes. One vote. We got one vote for yes. We got middle of the road for us. And I got the vote for yes over here.
See, because when you hear a song like The Reflex,
I hear
pop new wave.
Yeah, but then me too. Yeah.
Then you get to a song like Hungry Like the Wolf, and you're like, all right, well, that's more pop than anything else. But then you get to their, like, late 80s, early 90s, Come Undone, and you're like, oh, that's like new wave gothy. Like, it's, I love that song, by the way, An Ordinary World, holy shit. But, like, it's, I don't know.
See, I never to bring it back around to the great Genesis British band, I never turned off the new wave synth things because that stuff was built around Tony Banks's huge synth organ mellotron. It was all keyboards, not all keyboards, but I'm saying keyboards were the central part. You had Phil and Tony, Phil and Mike around it, but Tony was the central part of the atmosphere of that band, and it's all synth. It's all like the latest technology as the years went on. Well, that's new. Putting that on this record, I want to play with it. Mm-hmm. XTC was new wave. Absolutely, XTC. I've mentioned XTC a bunch of times on here. XTC's first three albums is goddamn new wave, period. Even Making Plans for Nigel, even though there's no synth in it, which is kind of like their first big hit, you're still, you know, because the stereotype of new wave is, it gotta sound like this, kind of that very mopey, whiny, Danny Elfman, Robert Smith. Who's the lead singer in Depeche Mode? I forgot his name. You're fired. But that sound, that sound. XTC was very much that. They have a cover of, it's the worst thing I've ever heard, but I love it simultaneously. On their first album, they have a cover of All Along the Watchtower. It doesn't make any sense, but is what people think new wave sounds like, and they did it on purpose. It's one of those songs they cover going, fuck you, you don't like our sound, this is what it sounds like. It's just like, oh, along the watchtower. It's so fucking bad. It's so funny. But yeah, I think new wave is a starting point for a lot of bands, and David. Yes, Dave. Thank you.
I found a list.
Ooh, do it.
I found a list of what's called the 100 greatest new wave songs. Now, I'm not going to go down all this 100, but let's play a game. Is it or is it not new wave? I'm only going to mention the ones of bands that obviously I do not think are them or the ones that are questionable.
Ready? Okay. Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, their number one is Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. New wave or not new wave?
That's new wave.
Yeah, that's new wave. I never really thought of it. Like, I've never really deciphered it enough to think if it was or wasn't.
Let me preface this by saying I think new wave is a cop out and it's just music.
Yes.
It's like, it's just, it's the Eurythmics is more pop.
Mm-hmm.
Boingo Boingo was more prog.
Mm-hmm.
But new wave, sure. And yes, I'll say it's new wave.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, this is just the game now. It's like, let's see what these motherfuckers think.
That's the thing. People in music don't use the term prog rock anymore. They say alt.
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins are a progressive rock band. It's alternative rock.
Yeah. And they only fall under the alternative rock brands because they came out in the 90s during the alternative music scene. Yeah. You know, where it was not grunge, but it was not this. So what do we call it?
If the Smashing Pumpkins aren't grunge, I don't know what is at the beginning, at least.
At the beginning,
yeah. She knows. Yeah, okay. That's grunge. Thank you.
All right.
You know who started as a new wave? I'm sorry. You know who started as a new wave band? The Smashing Pumpkins. Listen to their early stuff when they had just a drum machine and Billy Corgan and one other guitar and James Iha. That's new wave. They're covering The Cure. They're doing songs like She. If you look up the Smashing Pumpkins song She, if you haven't heard it, it's goddamn new wave.
No,
yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. It just popped in my head. I'm like, wait, they're new wave.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Go do your list. I'll shut up.
Take on Me by Aha.
Take on Me is not new wave.
No, that's pop
song.
Yeah, that's just a pop song. They consider it new wave.
Why? Because of the voice. Probably. Yeah, that's why. Okay. No, it's not. It's pop. Take on Me, new wave. I just want another opinion, that's all. I'm gonna say no because Kelly was like, so I'm like, I'm gonna say pop. That's pop.
I don't think it's, yeah, I think that's more pop as well. All right, some of these I can agree with. Okay, You Spin Me Round Like a Record by Dead or Alive.
That's new wave.
Really?
Yeah,
I always found it more dance than new wave.
Well, yeah, it's a, well.
But then when you get into their other track, Brand New Lover, it's straight up new wave.
I'm sorry. Good. Let's say that again.
That fun fact. That's another one played at the golf clubs.
Well, I'm going to go with new wave on that one.
Oh, okay.
And, but yeah, I'm saying he's dead. I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he is.
Let's keep it depressing.
See, looking at a lot of these bands that they mention, I'm sorry, again, it falls all under the alternative banner. Some of these aren't. For example, Madness, Our House, that's ska. Madness was a ska band. Our House was a
popular song. Oh, I was thinking One Step Beyond, because that's new wave of shit. That's no, it's ska, I mean.
Yeah, and Our House was their most popular track, and even though it was a little bit more tamed down, that was still ska. That was not new wave, that was ska.
Our House is Madness? It's the same band?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Our House.
I'm getting the look on. Oh.
Love our street. That one. You didn't.
Sorry. Oof. Sorry.
Yeah, see, but again, that's ska.
They're both ska.
So, yeah, so this new, again, new wave is alternative, period.
Listen, any music video where they're skipping in checkered pants, ska.
There's a lot of skipping in these videos, though.
Well, yeah, but it's checkered pants.
Now, the best music video from the 80s that had skipping was Minute Hats, the safety dance.
We can dance if you want to. I knew where you're going with that.
Behind. And then, of course, you think Biodome.
Oh, yes, true.
I always think of Biodome.
Nobody talks enough about that movie, by the way.
I love Biodome. Biodome and The Son-in-Law are my favorite Pauly Shore movies.
And I don't mean this as an F Pauly Shore. I don't get Pauly Shore, but I enjoy the shit out of Biodome. I really do.
I don't get him either. I think it was just more so one of those things where he was in the times and
I'm not saying nepotism when I say this, because I don't mean it was because of his mother, but he grew up with his mom. And if you do research on his mom, Mitzi Shore, is her name Mitzi? She created the, I couldn't remember the first name. I'm fairly certain it's Mitzi. What's the big famous, the comedy store. She invented the comedy store. She opened it.
Oh, wow.
So Pauly grew up in front of every goddamn comedian.
Wow.
From childhood to moving out, because he was there with his mom all the time. So people were like, this is kind of royalty. We kind of got to give him a shot. And like I said, he is funny. He's a very good interview, and I do like his stand-up. I think he's very funny stand-up, very, very good delivery and good timing. I don't get his movies, but Biodome is very good. I'm sorry to go on a new wave. Pauly Shore is the new wave of comedy.
I understand.
Plaid. I didn't mean checkered. I meant plaid. Yes, correct. Checkered plaid.
Look, I don't understand. I didn't get the whole Pauly Shore appeal, but I fell into it. Again, he was irreverent in '90s and MTV. It was a thing. Everything was just a thing, you know? Biodome was fucking awesome with Kylie Minogue as a redhead.
Yeah. All right, go down the list.
She's hot. She is hot. That is correct.
That's correct. No, don't say sorry to me. I'm the one that goes on tangents all the time. Get out of here.
Kylie Minogue. She still looks like that, too.
Yeah, she does.
Look at Australians and their genetics. It's just amazing. Pain they produce the amazing looking women and spiders. That's what they produce.
And Crocodile Dundee.
And Crocodile Dundee. Yeah. All right. I'll give you that.
It's not now, a knife. This is a knife.
Now, you mentioned them briefly before, but Culture Club. Would they be? They would. They were very. They were.
Pop.
Yeah, they were more pop. I think they only fell into the new wave category because of Boy George's appearance being so alternative.
I mean, not manly enough?
Yeah. But again, alternative, different color in the hair, didn't fit any kind of molds.
Culture Club was an amazing pop band that made that wrote a bunch of amazing hits and then went away for obvious reasons and darker reasons. But it's a pop band. They were a hit machine for a little while. Yeah. Well,
here's what you got. Fun thing.
Oh boy.
Well, this is spawning off. Kind of like how I mentioned how new wave is actually alternative, and then it spawned off into goth music, which then spawned off into the 90s industrial music. Well, for those that don't know, new wave on a technicality has made a huge comeback, but under a different genre label known as industrial pop / synthwave. And anybody that follows me on social media will know that I fucking talk about this band like crazy. The ones at the forefront of it, amongst the many that are out there, is bands called Gunship, where their sound is straight up synth, new wave, but slowed down to sound like it could fit any 80s movie ever made. And that's what makes it so great, because it's stuff that's made right now. But as you're listening to it, you feel like you are just listening to something created in the 80s with zero 2020, 2021, anything about it. Amazing band.
I'd have to look in. I haven't heard of it. I've heard the name Gunship, but I have not looked into
Yeah, from myself and Damien constantly. Yeah.
Yes, that's true, probably. I have to look them up. I have to hear some stuff.
They're amazing. But again, it's a sound that has come back in earnest. And unfortunately, it's a sound that doesn't get, you know, the quote unquote airplay.
The Killers.
Yeah.
I knew you'd understand. The Killers, that first album is a goddamn new wave album.
Yes. I remember first fucking hearing somebody told me on the radio with Damien in the car. I'm like, what is this? Because this is so 80s. I love it.
Killers, new wave. The first album. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, somebody told. Well, the first time I saw heard somebody told me, I thought it was they were English. Because they were a hit over in England first. That was a Mr. Brightside was, in fact, I just saw an article the other day where Mr. Brightside is actually one of the longest charting songs, if not the longest charting song in English history. Longest? I think it was the longest a song has been in the charts in England ever.
Wow.
Is Mr. Goddamn Brightside.
That's amazing.
Now, that was a hit over in England first. And then the song got the album got released over here the following, I think, spring or summer. And then it kind of blew up. The Killers kind of blew up with that. And Somebody Told Me, which is fantastic. But I thought it was an English new wave song. And it blew my mind. Now you move around now. They're nowhere near new wave, but they started literally as a mid-2000s new wave band going strong.
It's fucking true. Because I seriously remember the first time I heard it. I'm like, is this like a throwback that I never heard of? Or like it took me back in such a great fucking way.
It's so they're so good. They're so good. It's real funny because we're talking about new wave. Brandon Flowers' last solo album, the lead singer of the Killers. The album's called The Desired Effect. Is 80 new wave synth pop.
Yeah.
In the best way possible. It's so goddamn good. It's so good. The electronic drums are on. I can't deny my love. The first single off it is completely Simmons. Drummers don't understand what I just meant. It's very much a kickback to new wave and synth pop in the best way. It's so good. Oh, this list is going to be weird of weird 80s, 90s, 2000 mixes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I listened to them. I might need to take another listen. I really did not like them. I'll file that under incorrect. About the Killers.
Well, something,
I'm of course kidding, but not really. Go ahead.
You know, when it does come to the Killers, while their sound has changed, the most of their songs that had the most like mainstream video and airplay were the ones that did have the new wave sound, like Read My Mind.
Yeah.
That was on such heavy rotation on VH1 and MTV when that came out. Well, Ichiban being in the video was adorable.
So I was gonna say, but there's two beats in that music video. That's the music video that got me into it. To that band, because I actually kind of was like, wow, this band's really good, and then forgot about it. And then I saw the Read My Mind music video. I was like, who are these guys? It's the Mr. Brightside guys. There's that moment where they're dressed up as geishas, and the camera pans, and the drummer Ronnie just looks at Brandon and just does the just looks at him lovingly like that, and then later puts his hand on his shoulder. And then it's Ronnie tapping Ichiban on the shoulder to come sleep up in the pod. Mm-hmm. Which makes me laugh every time. The month will go by, and like, I haven't watched the Read My Mind music video yet this month, and I'll put it on.
My son was obsessed with that song and that video when it came out.
So good. One of the best live shows I ever saw, too, with the Killers. Good live show. Great live show. And they just rip. They rip in. They walk out, lights turn on. Coming out of my cage and I'm going to do it just fine. And then they bookend it with When You Were Young.
Oh, I love
that song. That's the last
that's
show.
That's my favorite Killer song.
That's the last song on the Bones. That's New Wave.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's totally New Wave. Yeah. Bones is New Wave.
Yep. Music video directed by Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm. There was no denying that.
No,
even if,
no.
Like, you didn't know. You just watched it. Yeah, that's him.
Slightly.
Which is funny if you really want to go 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon here, but not Kevin Bacon, Tim Burton and his relation with Danny Elfman, who's in relation to Oingo Boingo.
It's a slight relation.
Tim Burton's New Wave.
Tim Burton is a New Wave director.
Well, think about it. If New Wave spawned into goth, then practically every Tim Burton film is in our little goth hearts and Hot Topics all across the world. Guess what?
Beetlejuice is New Wave.
Damn right. Look at that hair.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Never thought of that that way. All right, you win.
I do. With the colors and the hair. I mean, hello, Sweeney Todd. I mean, Johnny Depp's hair was just a mess. It's New Wave.
Yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm. You win. All right, what else we got? What else we got, New Wave? Are we doing the list still?
I don't know. I just blew my own mind. You got to give me a second to recover. New Wave. Got to give me a second to recover here.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Let's see what else we got. There's actually a playlist featured on Spotify that I have favored because I wanted to listen to it another day. It's literally titled, Is It New Wave?
Oh.
Yeah, Is It New Wave? However, of course, their definition kind of falls into what I had said, where it says, New Wave took the 70s punk blueprint and ran wild. Not necessarily true, but okay. They didn't take the blueprint and ran wild. They just went, okay, let's soften this up a little bit. Nobody wants to hear us all be angry anymore.
Well, that's not really true. I like angry.
Yeah, I know. I like angry too.
Tell them to fuck off.
See, now looking at the list again, some we have mentioned that fall into that goth, but then not goth because it's new wave, because it's alternative, which we have like the Smiths and holy shit, his name, Morrissey.
Morrissey. That's okay. It's a name I'd like to forget too.
Yeah, same. We got, you know, bands like Love and Rockets and Susie and the Banshees. XTC's featured, of course.
What song's on the list?
Dear God.
Oh, that's not new wave.
Well, this is where the list starts getting a little cuckoo. Because also included in this list is a lot of Billy Idol.
Billy Idol's not new wave. That's
not
pop.
New wave.
You know who's new wave? Adam Ant.
Mm-hmm.
He's more.
See, now here's one that's debatable. Here's one that's debatable.
I want to stop on the XTC thing again. Did you listen to anything I sent you about by XTC yet? Totally cool if you didn't.
No, I have, but it's usually in the background of things that I do, so I don't focus as much.
Right. That's going to be our episode of I'm going to change your mind.
Okay.
Because hot damn. But of all of the goddamn songs that XTC has done that are completely new wave, they put Dear God on the new wave list. Exactly. Thank you. But your face just confirmed everything I was thinking. So many songs from their first four albums, they're like, no, we'll put Dear God on there. People put Dear God on there because Dear God was, it's the anti-religion song. It's Andy being the atheist that he is going, you know, we made this up. He doesn't say fuck religion. He said after he was getting threatened to be firebombed, he said, fuck religion. But his message was like, you know, we can make the world a better place ourselves without asking him. Like, it's a very sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek letter to God, which is completely not New Wave. It's making me laugh, man. I'm sorry. You made me happy and said that you were like, XTC's on the list. It's Dear God. What?
Yeah, the list is a little convoluted at points, because other than Billy Idol and then XTC, like I said, there's some obvious ones like Psychedelic Furs and some Elvis Costello, because he did hit some New Wave stuff, and, you know, Devo. One that has me like, I don't know, is The Cars.
Oh, yeah, New Wave.
New Wave?
I think that's New Wave. But see, it goes into that, but they wrote, that was one of those bands that was classified as New Wave, but kind of broke the...
Yeah.
The fake barrier that was the New Wave barrier, because, like, well, this is kind of crap. But it's not. It's just the label we're putting on the music we don't like. And the Cars were the Cure, where they were writing top 10 hits almost every album. So they're not New Wave anymore. But if you're going by your definition on what New Wave sounds like, absolutely the Cars are New Wave.
Yeah.
Let the good times roll. I mean, come on.
See, and then they go and put the Bangles.
The Bangles are New Wave?
Apparently, according to them. On this list, Walk Like an Egyptian and Manic Monday are featured.
Do you know who wrote Manic Monday?
Yes.
Why is that New Wave?
Prince. I don't know.
It was rhetorical for you. I know you know.
Of course. See, now, I am a Bangles fan. I know more of their tracks other than their top hits, okay? And based on the fact that I do know their other tracks, like, you know, In Your Room or, oh, God, why
Eternal Flame.
Their other songs? Fuck that song. I hate that song.
You like that song? I like that
I song. Hate that song so much. I don't know why.
Is that the Genesis fan Invisible Touch thing where, like, yeah, I know Invisible Touch. I fucking hate that song.
I guess so, but I like Invisible Touch. But, like,
you are correct.
They have such a sound. They're pop rock. They're a band that only featured keyboards in songs, but there was no keyboardist in the band. They were a band. There was the guitarists, a bassist, and a drummer. They were pop rock. Nowhere near New Wave. And I'm not saying that as like a diss or anything. It's just they were not New Wave.
No, I agree.
Now,
that was tough. I don't think so.
All right, now they included Talking Heads. I'm going to go on a limb here with them, though. I don't consider them New Wave because I would consider them more prog rock.
We asked the judge.
Ask the judge.
New Wave? Absolutely. Transition out of New Wave? Or do you think they pretty much keep it? You're going to give it 100% New Wave. I was going to I was going to go with the good old tried and true Oingo Boingo. Well, they started New Wave and kind of got out of it, but and I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of the later days, like Road to Nowhere and She Was and things like that, you know, kind of, you know, the later. I'm like, maybe not. Maybe it is New Wave. I don't know. I don't think I'll do one better. I don't think David Byrne ever left New Wave. Because what was the song that came out on his album I really, really liked? The last one he did right before. Everybody's Coming to My House. I don't know if you've heard it. Great song. But I'm listening to him going, this could be Talking Heads. This could be Talking Heads. Now, even though there's like all kinds of other instruments in it, it's very much synth. It's very much keyboard centric. Even the intro is kind of, No, I'm going to say New Wave. I think we're going to finally disagree.
Okay.
I'll say New Wave.
I do know the song. I do know the song because
okay.
when I used to work at the Joker's Child comic book shop, all the owners 90% of the time would play is Talking Heads, David Byrne, like on heavy rotation all the time.
He did a song with St. Vincent a couple years ago where I would even say is New Wave a bit. I'm going to go New Wave. I'm going to go 100% New Wave.
I got to give St. Vincent a listen to. I've been seeing that pop up a lot lately as if I'm supposed to listen to it, so I need to listen.
I have been thinking the same thing, but I haven't gotten past that song she did with David Byrne, but I hear everybody mm-hmm. say what a phenomenal songwriter she is. She's a hell of a musician. She's also a drummer. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, I'm seeing her name or images pop up everywhere lately. So it's like,
while you throw me the next question, look up the David Byrne, St. Vincent album cover and tell me you don't get Bowie Gabriel vibe, which is totally okay. David Byrne. Cause David Byrne's a huge Peter Gabriel fan.
Okay.
In fact, I'm pretty sure David Byrne was the only one enjoying Lou Reed singing, Salisbury Hill. Oh God. I just came up with an episode title. Bad songs.
Ooh.
Terrible songs, covers or otherwise. Covers?
Mm-hmm.
Covers or original songs?
Fair game. Fair game, yeah.
That are terrible. And okay. One of the worst pieces of filth I've ever heard, write that down, is I will save it for the episode, and I will tell you the story offline.
Okay.
Remind me.
I'm looking Remind me.
Say Salisbury Hill when we're off air.
Okay. I'm getting major Bowie vibes from that.
Okay. Thank you.
Major Bowie vibes.
Thank you. Very, very theatrical, very. And the lead, Who Is the song. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you listen to it, you're going to go, it's Dusty. It's Dusty Rhodes. There's a line in the song. No. There's a line in the song that refers to a dusty road. And I always joke around and go, Dusty Rhodes, baby. It's very New Wave. Yeah. So I'm gonna vote New Wave on the Talking Heads.
All right.
Sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay. It is absolutely
disappoint me, but that's fine.
It's all right.
Yeah, you suck, but it's fine. It. Yeah. Oh wow.
Not from you.
Okay. I was gonna say, wow.
No, not from you.
All right, what else we got?
Let's see. I don't know. So these lists piss me off because it's like, there's no world that Billy Idol should be on this list.
Yeah, I don't get the Billy Idol new wave. That one I don't understand. That's the pop. It's pop rock.
Yeah.
His cover of Money Money, I prefer.
Me too.
Sorry.
And then, like, just some of these other ones, just it seems as though some of these lists are more so one-hit wonder lists and not necessarily new wave lists because, okay, where's the one I just scrolled past? Okay. Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. One-hit wonder. Don't know if I consider it new wave.
I would have.
Really?
That's just me, yeah. But I haven't, you know what? Haven't heard the rest of the album, so I don't know if that's just the style of that song or the style on that album.
I don't think many people heard the rest of anything Simple Minds made, so it's okay.
I don't think you can see one-hit wonders are not fair unless you've heard the rest of their tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
But I disqualify those.
And then they've also included Cyndi Lauper in here. It's like
Cyndi Lauper is not new wave.
No. Girls just want to have fun, not new wave. Time after time, new wave soundy, but not new wave. Side note, I hate that fucking song too so much with such a passion. And every single person that's ever covered it can go light themselves on fire.
What, True Colors?
No, Yeah, True Colors and Time After Time. I hate them.
Well, Phil Collins covered True Colors, and I don't think he'll be lighting himself on fire. So you take that back.
Everybody and their mother has covered True fucking Colors. It gets on my nerves.
Yeah, but his is the best.
Maybe it's the best.
Right.
What the hell?
Fire alarm?
Oh, okay. No, that's the little ding-a-ling thing. Ding-a-ling. I'm so mature. It's a little ding-a-ling chimey thing that Damien put up by the door of the basement. Because whenever he would be down here, people would sneak up on him and he'd get scared. And I thought it just went off for no reason, thinking it was a ghost. It's my mom.
Little ding-a-ling thing.
Little ding-a-ling.
Does that mean
my ding-a-ling? My ding-a-ling.
Should I pause this? Do you have to go?
No, it's fine. Okay. Just scared the crap out of me. Oh dear. So yeah, I think a lot of the new wave artists are getting unfairly represented.
Well, I'll just say it like this. I'll say it like this. I don't understand, nor do I. Can I figure out why the new wave? Like, I know why the new wave label was given that. But if you're out there and you have a negative connotation to new wave, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it and go to our Spotify list to hear our awesome new wave mix.
Damn right.
That's my final word on it.
I think that's a good final word in general, because my battery on my computer is down to about an hour and 30 minutes.
Good. Perfect. Time to end the episode. We got two good episodes out in one day. A little peek
Damn
behind
right.
the curtain for people that are listening to this. So we'll have, just like Nerd Herders, there'll be two for the next 2 weeks.
Yay. That's awesome.
I try.
All right. Well, everybody watching this episode of Manic's Mixtape, we hope you enjoyed this weird little rabbit hole down the world of new wave into every single other genre it went through. And playing the game, is it or is it not new wave with us? Be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. That way you can be notified of every new Manic Mixtape episode that drops, as well as subbing on Twitch. That way you can watch us live and join in the conversation. Be sure to always do that also via comments on YouTube. If you would like to see more of us and hear more of our ranting and ravings on social media, you can follow
me. Boy, wouldn't you.
Right? We're controversial. You can follow me at Viva Foxy Foxy. That's VivaFoxyFoxy on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and YouTube, which has its own Manic Mixtape playlist. You can watch all the episodes in tandem. And that's what I got. Dan, where can they find you?
I know being controversial means telling a shitty person he's shitty. It's a terrible thing.
God forbid.
All social media platforms, DanLaw83. If you're on YouTube watching this, not live, produced, go to twitch.tv/DanLaw83. Or if you're on Twitch, go to youtube.com/DanLaw83 right now. Watch the old episodes.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. We'll catch you guys in the next episode of Manic Mixtape. Bye.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cotney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school, match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union house band, Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Yo, this is Jerry Stags of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.